This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. Voting on the three bills is scheduled to take place soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all the members of Parliament to support the amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the eyes of the country's millions of women are upon the Parliament, its intentions and its decisions. He also urged all political parties to vote in favour of women's reservation. The Prime Minister said that a discussion is underway in Parliament on amending the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He noted that the logical responses have been provided to dispel the misconceptions that were spread around the amendment and every apprehension has been addressed by the government. Nominated member Harivansh has been elected as deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive time. He was elected unopposed. The leader of the house in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the deputy chairman of the upper house. The office of the deputy chairman, Rajya Sabha, fell vacant after the term of Harivansh ended on the 9th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu had nominated him to the house following a vacancy created by the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu today felicitated and presented orders of appointment to 461 successful candidates of the Combined Secondary Level Examination 2025 conducted by the Arunachal Pradesh Staff Selection Board at a ceremony held in Itanagar. A total of 47,132 candidates had appeared for the examination for Group C and Group D posts across 26 departments, including 7 deputy commissioners' offices, making the selection highly competitive. Congratulating the successful candidates, the Chief Minister attributed their achievement to hard work, dedication and perseverance. The Arunachal Delimitation Demand Committee, ADDC, headed by former MP Takam Sonjoy as its convener, urged the central government, the Election Commission and the Delimitation Commission of India to give emphasis on more strategic aspects, large geographical topography and 33% women's reservation in both assembly and parliamentary seats as the basis for delimiting the state of Arunachal Pradesh. The ADDC was formed recently to press for various constitutional and legislative amendments to the Constitution of India for providing 5 Lok Sabha and 2 Rajya Sabha seats and enhancement of present 60 Legislative Assembly seats to 90. The committee said that the 5 parliamentary constituencies as proposed be named after 5 mighty rivers, Kameng, Subansiri, Siang, Lohit and Tira. Arunachal's ace football referee, Sangam Kayang, has been assigned to officiate at the Indian League 3, which is slated to begin on 27th April in Imphal, Manipur. The All India Football Federation has picked 8 referees, including Kayang, and 8 assistant referees to officiate at the I-League 3. Kayang is the first national referee from Arunachal Pradesh. Belonging to Kayang village in Chayang Tajo Circle of East Kameng District, Kayang has vast experience in officiating at notable regional, national and state level football tournaments. The government has invited comments from stakeholders and the public for reviewing the company's incorporation rules to 2014. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs said that the comments, along with a brief justification, can be submitted through the e-consultation module available on the website of the Ministry by the 9th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid tribute to former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar on his 100th birth anniversary. The India AI Mission has announced the selection of 10 cutting-edge India AI startups for the second cohort of the India AI Startups Global Acceleration Program. The Minister of Electronics and IT noted that the startups have been chosen through a rigorous multi-stage selection process and will represent the nation's dynamic AI innovation ecosystem for an immersive program designed to support the global scale-up. Bangladesh's ongoing loan program with the International Monetary Fund has hit a major roadblock, with the lender declining to release the next $1.3 billion tranche due by June, citing failure to implement key economic reforms. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.